From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This evening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the second debate among nine Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination is just getting underway. Since the first one, last May in South Carolina, much of the attention has been on Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, who has successfully tapped into the party's anger over the war in Iraq and the Bush tax cut. Clearly, he is the one wearing the bullseye tonight. And joining us to talk about this debate is NPR's Mara Liasson, who's in Albuquerque. Mara, what's at stake tonight?
Well, this comes at a time, as you said, after an extraordinary surge over the summer by Howard Dean. And it may be crazy to talk about a front runner at this point, 4.5 months before a single Democrat has gone to the polls. But by the only measurements that we have right now, which are money raised, poll numbers in Iowa and New Hampshire, and buzz and momentum, Dean is the leader. So the person with the most at stake tonight is Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who had convinced a lot of the Democratic establishment early on that he was the best candidate to take on Bush in terms of his fundraising ability and military record and long experience in the Senate. So a lot of Democrats are looking at tonight's debate to see if the Kerry-Dean competition bursts into the open.
In terms of the issues, what would you expect the candidates to focus on?
Well, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus is sponsoring this debate. Bill Richardson, the Democratic governor of New Mexico and a Hispanic, will be the host, so Hispanic issues will come up. Both parties are focusing on Hispanic voters. They're a growing segment of the electorate. The White House strategists have said flatly that President Bush cannot win in 2004 unless he raises the proportion of Hispanic votes that he got in 2000. And Democrats are also doing a lot of outreach to Hispanics. This first debate is a pretty good example of that. You won't see huge differences between the candidates on most issues tonight. I think where you will see some differences is on the Bush tax cuts. Dick Gephardt and Howard Dean want to roll all of them back, but other candidates like John Kerry and John Edwards, Joseph Lieberman, want to keep the middle-class tax cuts.
Would you expect us to hear nine candidates all critical of President Bush's stewardship of the war in Iraq and the occupation of that country?
I can't imagine why you won't, Robert, because this is the issue Dean has ridden. A lot of the Democratic rank and file is extremely anti-war, although you have candidates like Joseph Lieberman, who in the South Carolina debate warned that the Democratic Party will lose if they nominate an anti-war candidate. Of course, back then in May, the war looked more successful than it does right now, although we don't know what it's going to look like in November of 2004. John Kerry has had the most difficulty explaining his position on the war. He voted yes to authorize the use of force, but he's been very critical of Bush since then. And, of course, Dean has been criticizing Kerry for trying to have it both ways. So, yes, I think you are going to hear a lot about the war.
Rounding out this field, the ones you haven't mentioned so far are Congressman Kucinich, former Senator Mosley Braun, and Al Sharpton.
Yes, and they have not had an impact on the race so far. Neither has Senator Bob Graham of Florida. John Edwards, who was had a lot of praise in the beginning. He looked like he had a lot of promise. He hasn't made much of an inroad yet either. Maybe tonight he'll figure out a way to break out from the pack. Dick Gephardt, whose bold health care plan dominated the first debate in South Carolina, has had disappointing fundraising reports since then, and he's slipped from first place in Iowa, which is a must-win state for him. So all of those candidates, I think, are going to be trying to make this debate work for them.
It is still months before any Democrat will vote in a primary or go to a caucus. Just how important is a debate like this one at this point?
Well, look, no single debate at this early stage, 4.5 months before any votes are cast, is a make-or-break event. But this is the moment, after Labor Day, when Democrats start paying attention to the race, and debates can hurt or help a candidate, and we're going to see tonight who does himself some good or harm.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson, who is covering tonight's Democratic candidate debate in Albuquerque, New Mexico.